I sang out a tune, would you stand up and walk out on me? Lend me your ears and I'll sing you a song, and I'll try not to sing out of key.
This is Marianne Chainer with WXED 107.3 FM, your locally owned and operated community radio station in Elwood City, Pennsylvania. This interview is being sponsored by Happy Tales Pet Hotel and Daycare, 212 Portersville Road, Elwood City, 724-201-0200. Today, it is my pleasure to have on the phone David Goodman, and he is the president and CEO of Eden Ark Group. Welcome, David. How are you today?
Thank you for having me. I'm doing very well.
I really didn't hear of your group except on Alignable. So can you tell me a little bit about your company?
Sure. Eden Ark Group is 27 years old. We're closing in on 28. And we have the world's foremost corporate environmental sustainability certification program. That's confusing. It's a lot of big words. We help companies use sustainability to differentiate and stand out so that they can sell more. We're looking for organizations that care about the environment and also want a new talking point, want a way to separate themselves from the competitor down the street.
I see. Why should people look into your group?
You probably know that sustainability, environmental causes, climate are big issues today. What you may not know is that it is the number one issue in the world.
Okay.
It's ahead of politics. It's ahead of war. It's ahead of the economy. It's ahead of health, like COVID type
yes.
thing. It is the number one thing on people's
yes,
minds.
Mm-hmm.
7 out of 10 consumers will move their current purchases and loyalty if they find a certified sustainable business as an option, as long as price and quality are consistent with what they currently are buying. If you're a company
okay.
and you're bidding work, let's say you're a general contractor and you're bidding work against other general contractors, and you let the potential client, the prospect, know that you're a certified sustainable company,
okay.
odds are they're going to select you versus the other organizations because of that one key point. So you're helping the planet, which, oh, by the way, is the primary reason you're doing it. It's helping your children, future generations.
Right.
But it also gives you the most powerful differentiation tool that you could have today.
I saw the news last night, and they actually interviewed the Pope, and he mentioned environment as the most difficult topic to talk about, actually.
It's a big deal. When you're in the space, like we are,
mm-hmm.
and you're aware of all the different studies, you see that we're running very fast toward a cliff,
mm-hmm.
and there's an opportunity for the business community to basically take action, to be part of the solution. You can either ignore this or you can participate in solving it. And your consumer, your client, your customer wants your business to show that it's an active participant in the solution. So if you do, if you wave that flag and you say, hey, look at me, I'm a good corporate citizen, good things happen to your company. There are a variety of studies out there on
mm-hmm.
performance of certified sustainable companies versus their non-certified competitive peers. And the range is up to 20x as the growth of certified sustainable companies versus their non-certified peers. I can't guarantee that a company is going to grow 20 times faster than its competition, but across the board, when we get an organization certified and they start using that in their marketing, their messaging, their sales efforts, their sales go up.
I see. So you mentioned some of the benefits in joining your group. What are some of the others?
When we certify an organization, their energy usage must go down.
Okay.
So the cost of your company, the cost of running your company will go down. It must go down for us to certify you. So your cost of operation goes down. Your cost of money, both debt and equity, will go down. In effect, lenders and investors will view you as a lower risk. A certified sustainable company is viewed in the marketplace as a more stable, more well-run operation. So your ability to go out and borrow money at a cheaper rate, your ability to get investors at a lower multiple, a lower valuation, or actually a higher valuation for you, lower cost of the money to you, occurs. Your ability to hire and retain talent goes up. Employees, the workforce, they want to work for a company that shares their social and environmental views, and they will leave a company and go to a company that has environmental pursuits that are consistent with theirs. So your ability to hire and retain employees goes up. In point of fact, the number is over 30% employee turnover due to environmental actions of the company or lack of actions of the company. If you're able to save one employee from leaving, you're going to more than pay for the cost of the certification by a multiple. So the cost of the certification is paid for by your costs are going to go down, your cost of money is going to go down, your hiring and retaining of employees is going to go up, your sales will go up, and therefore your profit will go up.
Do you consider yourself an environmentalist?
An environmentalist. I'm not avoiding your question, but that word has so many different
meanings,
definitions.
Oh,
so
I see.
To me, do I consider myself an environmentalist? Absolutely.
Okay.
But one of the problems with our industry is that there are so many different definitions for words and phrases. If I were to say green, or if I were to say alternative energy or sustainability, people have different definitions of what those words mean. Do I feel that I'm an environmentalist? Yes. Does my view of that word coincide with what everybody else has? Probably not. We have a 100% client retention rate. Every client that we have ever certified has a decision to make every year.
Okay.
Do they stay? And if they stay, they have to pay us some more money, and they have to do more sustainability work. Sustainability is not a one-time-and-done process. It's a continual evolution. So for a company to sign up with us, become certified, and then when the new year comes, a decision has to be made. Are we happy? Do we want to do it again? Is it worth paying money and doing more work? As of today, every client that has ever been certified under our program has renewed every year. That should say something about the value of what we deliver and the value that these companies feel that they're getting for what they're doing.
Well, I personally think that's a wonderful thing. No doubt our listeners have a lot of questions. To whom should they direct them to?
The easiest thing is to go to our website, edenark.com. That's edenark.com.
Okay.
And there's a Contact Us button. Just go to that, put your name and phone number, and say, contact me, and we will. And then we can have a conversation, either be it Zoom or phone or email. We can answer questions, and we can hopefully get the person to where they are comfortable in making future decisions. One of the questions that is often asked, yes, not necessarily just of us, but in general is, well, I think this is sort of neat, but I don't even know where to start. I don't even know what kind of a sustainability program we should even think about for our company.
Right.
We have a guide that we give to everyone that helps them go through that process of reviewing what they should look for in a program. And if they follow that guide and they go out and find a program that satisfies the things that are in the guide, whether they pick us or anybody else, they'll be happy.
And how long, again, have you been in existence?
27 years. We're coming up on 28, but 27 years.
So you certainly know what you're doing in all that time.
We're the top program in the world at what we do.
Wonderful. How about that? And no doubt our listeners will have a lot of questions, and they will go on to your website and hopefully get some answers.
We hope that we can answer every question that they have to the point where they feel comfortable making a decision.
And I realize we've just touched the surface, really, of everything we have to incorporate here.
I very much appreciate you having me on.
That's okay. We interview all genres up here, and this is something that really intrigued me. And I know very little about it, obviously, but now we can learn.
So much appreciated. Our biggest issue is getting the word out. I mean, it's a big world, and small business, this is just like you. It's a new topic.
It's a new topic.
And everybody's busy doing what they've always been doing, and now they've got this new thing, and change is hard. And so getting in front of people and just putting the facts on the table so that they can say, okay, here's how much it's going to cost. Here's how much benefit I get from it. My goodness, the benefit is so much more than the cost. Why wouldn't I do this?
Right.
So just getting that in front of people so they can make an informed decision is our goal.
Well, thank you very much, David. I appreciate your time and effort. Thank you very
Bye-bye.
Much. Bye.